Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Volatile Vampire. In this file, you will be facing a creature of the night that isn't as stable as you might like. Then again, it might not be their fault that you are in the wrong place at the wrong time. Urban exploration can be fun. It can be fascinating to look at the history of a city, the old buildings that are no longer used but still present. It can be beautiful to see of lives past, etched in the buildings, the streets, the windows, sometimes even in posters half torn on walls. Or, if you're very lucky, an old building of culture. A run-down theater which has been closed for many years. So imagine for a moment, first walking to the front of the building and noticing that all the windows have been properly boarded up. Some of the old posters are still visible on the wall outside. It is hard to tell which year exactly these came from. The presence of a ticket booth makes it appear that this is perhaps a bit older than you might expect. The front of the building is also somewhat garish, decorated, as if implying that the wonders that used to be inside were something to behold. And imagine yourself getting more and more curious, tempted to walk around the block and find, perhaps, the rear entrance of the building, while the front is carefully guarded. Who knows what secrets may still lie within? I'm sure that there is no intention of doing any harm, but to look, to observe, to experience the past through your own eyes. It is but a brief walk around the block through a, well, wider alleyway than you'd expect until you realize that all the heavy lifting, all the props, all the people that performed, all came through the back. They all arrived through these streets, avoiding the front, avoiding the public, so that the secrets, the display could be upheld. And every shadow here, dancing in the street light, appears to speak of the past. Corners where people undoubtedly smoked their cigarettes while on break, where they read newspapers while others practiced their lines. Corners of trash and adventure, of stories and many of it long since erased by the rain, by people, by the presence of other things in their place. Then again, it just makes one more curious, doesn't it? The door you were looking for is well lit. It also looks closed. But something instinctual is calling you towards it, to try it, to push it. Perhaps to very gently press in the right place, hearing a click, after which you can pull it open, as if it had been open all along. Maybe this entrance was still used by those who inspected the building or cleaned it, since the front was all boarded up after all. I'm not sure what thoughts went through your mind as you entered the building. It was dark inside, very dark. The street light behind you shone past you a little, enough for you to notice the switch. Such a simple thing, in essence. A switch with a purpose, to turn on the lights. For a moment, your fingers hovered closer. The front was all boarded up. And you didn't expect this to light up anything more. So why not? With a little bit of effort, then a click, and the building became a lot more friendly to the eyes. The lights inside were still working, old but functional. One or two of them perhaps a little flickering, but definitely making it possible to explore. Quickly closing the door behind you, careful not to lock it, you made sure that anyone outside would have no idea who was in here. Breathing in the atmosphere, musty, perhaps a little moldy, old wood, paper, fabric, velvet. So many footsteps must have gone through this corridor, so many stories, writers, actors, technicians. The building was a treasure trove to explore, a wonderful, beautiful sensation, and mostly passable. A lot of it had been stripped clean. While the lights were there, a lot of the heavier stuff must have been moved out, used for parts or money or paying off debts, who knows. It didn't take you long to end up in the wings. Just a side of the stage. The back a neutral black. The other side open to an audience that hadn't been present for many years. Those beautiful red chairs, all facing one way. stepping onto the stage echoed. It was so silent inside the building that each and every step felt heavy, purposeful, strange. Even though there was obviously no one else there, the whole room felt expectant, looking, observing, waiting. And what have we here? A voice echoing through the room. Oh, now that's interesting. Your first instinct to be curious, to turn back to. But no, there was a person standing where you just came from, in the shadow. You were not supposed to look into the wings after all. Now, now. Who have we here wandering into my house? The stranger came closer, pale, very pale skin, kind of thin, both in their face and their limbs. But their step seemed strong and very certain. It was difficult to make out their eyes. What? It doesn't speak? I'm sure you meant no ill will stepping into my place uninvited. Not something that you should do, of course, but no harm done, I'm sure. Well, why aren't you speaking? Why are you not responding? Maybe. No, that would be too mean. I mean, I can't just drain you, can I? Decisions. It's a wonderful place, this, you know. The stage, the audience, the room. Everything just feels so alive, doesn't it? For now. Then again. Alive is such a vulnerable, fickle state of being. Maybe. No, it would be. Well. No. You know what? For now, you can come closer. Let me look at you properly. Let me see what kind of visitor we have. What kind of interesting challenge we have. Once it was easier to make out their eyes. There was definitely something wrong. don't feel safe, you don't feel happy to be in this immersive place, right here on the stage where so many perished and played, died for their craft and lived again. No, that would be too easy. Ah, yes. The stranger quickly grabs your wrist and takes it between his fingers that seem all but skin over bone, but they are strong. He takes your wrist and looks at it, looks on the inside as if studying your very heartbeat. I wonder what you have to give. Oh, not to worry, everything will be fine. Unless you misbehave. Or if I just feel like it, maybe I should do something different after all. No, yes, yes, no. Tasty. A good heartbeat. I wonder what's going through your petty little mind over there. Well, I'm not going to take your tongue just yet. Oh, I'm so sorry. That was so impolite of me. I should introduce myself, shouldn't I? Although, that's a waste. Why should I even do the effort for food? It's fresh, though, new from the outside. Yes, I can smell your fear, your feelings, your senses. Intoxicating, but I will behave. I will be good. I will be nice. I won't bite immediately. You did step into my domain. I mean, it's not my fault that you just barged in here, turned on the light, woke me up. I was sleeping so nicely. How long have I been sleeping? What year is it? That doesn't really matter. No. No, what matters is that you're here now. You're here now. You're here. Right now, right here. In this stage, in this place, in this building, this beautiful altar of stories, where so many were sacrificed to the fickle opinion of the audience. Look over there. I'm sure you can imagine everywhere those eyes staring back, gazing, piercing through the light, little glints, reflections. The silence, the hush, the quiet before the storm, the reaction of the people. You know, there's some time ago when there was a play here, someone died on stage, but it was all part of the story, so nobody noticed until it was way too late. Ah, it was such a beautiful moment, delicious. so sorry. I keep getting distracted. Your wrist is still in their grip, and no matter how much you move, you can't get away. They're just sort of pacing around you as if they're deciding what to do to you. Their face, their body, everything about them feels old, but also ageless. Maybe I should show you what it's like. It's not easy to live this long. Many think that with age comes wisdom, and I guess the more mistakes you make, the more you learn, but it's also filled with strife and drama, and so many strange things happening, and who could keep a clear head through all of this, through all those events, all those developments, technology and people all changing and yet staying the same. I'm sure you're very nice, good to the people around you, gentle, possibly productive. Will your blood be full of it? Of the things you've done, of the stories that you have? Will I be able to taste the past and the desires that last inside each and every drop? Or maybe I could just ask you to tell me to you know, talk to me, because I've not seen many people in here since they closed it. Some time ago, some people came, I guess. They were all right. Maybe I could create a companion. It's too soon, too strange. No, I know. Or do I? Maybe, yes, no, yes. Yes. Suddenly they grab your neck, push your head aside, and their fangs dive deep into the skin of your neck, the sharp pain surging through your body as you can feel every heartbeat losing against the tide, the pressure of your fear, confusion, all pushing out the blood, helplessly falling deeper and deeper. And then suddenly it stops. A wild heat spreads from the wound, but it also fades away. When you realize that the pain has stopped, you find yourself laying on your back. The stage is now very well lit, and you, center stage, are the main attraction. The stranger is walking around you, their body seemingly much fuller of life. Yes, this is the right path. You can rest safe and sweet knowing that this defeat is the natural order of things, yes, it's the way it's meant to be. And your sacrifice will serve a greater purpose. I wonder how many years. It definitely brought the light back to my eyes. And you know, I've been told that the experience can be incredibly intense. Are you ready to let go? To fall deeper and deeper? Oh, I shouldn't do that. They just walked in. They didn't know what was going to happen. They'll be okay now. But I need it. It doesn't matter if you're ready or not. I'm going to take the rest. The slight creaking of the wood beneath you betrayed the footsteps coming closer. There was not much strength left in your body, and the fuzziness of your mind left much to be desired to even attempt to move. This time their touch was more gentle. They didn't need to rush after all. Oh yes, I will save. The taste just drop by drop by drop, rolling over my tongue, feeding me as I take whatever I want, and a bite further, heartbeat after slowing heartbeat takes. On a sudden, sharp sensation, one of pain and pleasure, as apparently your throat is just getting ripped open and you are sucked dry within seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blank. A darkness, nothingness. In a moment, everything might change, and yet nothing will have changed. Your neck will be fine, your heart still beating. Your mind mostly present. So it must all have been a dream, a strange, curious dream. If you feel lightheaded, I'm sure it's entirely unrelated. And if the memory is somewhat more fuzzy than most dreams, it is only to be expected. It could have been more. You could have been less. Things are as they are, with the nature of chaos being quite unexpected. One, two, slowly waking. Three, five, more alive. Four, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And nine, 10, wake. Welcome back.